Feel like we're solely responsible for the content of it.
Hey, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show with me, Phil Henry, and our co-panelists here, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and General Galen Shaw.
Yes, and on the line we have Chris Norton, the filmmaker from Temple City, California. And Chris is an adult filmmaker and is releasing a new film. Also later on, Margaret, we have...
Later on, we've got Father James McCorders, who is going to weigh in on... He wanted to talk, Phil, and I don't know exactly...
What did he want to talk about?
I don't know, but it was something that he wanted to get off of his chest, as he said. He doesn't want to tell us because he's afraid we wouldn't let him on the air.
What?
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Well, I didn't talk to the man.
He said that he was afraid. I think it has something to do with the Queen's Jubilee.
All right, well, the Queen's Jubilee. Now, that's Queen Elizabeth, right?
Don't act like you don't know what it is.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know what the... It's the Platinum Jubilee.
Yes.
What is that?
Why don't you put Mr. Norton on hold? Chris, we'll be with you in a minute.
Well, I was my understanding...
The Queen's Jubilee, the 70th Jubilee, Phil, is the Platinum Jubilee. You understand that, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that the Queen is having the Jubilee, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, folks. I'm not that up on royal things, and that's not to say that they're bad, or I thought that there's the Silver Jubilee.
Look, I love how you act like you're dumb. I love how you like to act, Phil, like you take it out and play with it in the middle of the day in front of whoever.
Excuse me. Margaret.
Well, I don't like that, Phil. You know what the Queen's Jubilee is.
I do not know what the Queen's Jubilee is for the 19th time. No, I don't. I know they're celebrating her 70 years on the throne. I don't know why it's called Platinum. I don't know why it's 70 years and not 75 years.
Well, right there, that's a good point.
Because it's 70 years, okay, homeboy? I don't know why either, but that's what it is. It's the longest reign of any monarch of England in the history of the...
God, Ms. Gray, you said the F word.
So what?
Margaret, take it easy.
I don't like people not knowing these things that are very important to history. Very important to the history of the United States, by the way.
Why is that?
Mother country, England? Wow.
Yeah, well, Phil, you know... Oh, it's not that important. Look at our relationship with Great Britain, United Kingdom, England has always been foremost and important, and I get that. It is the mother country per se, but I don't know that, you know, the royalty of England is all that important to America.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're pissing off a lot of Americans right now saying that, because there are a lot of Americans that are going to be celebrating right alongside our cousins across the Atlantic, okay? The Queen's Jubilee, that is the, you know...
The platinum one.
The platinum one.
You don't even know what it is.
Yes, I do.
Well, what is a jubilee?
What's a jubilee? Get a load of this guy, will you? Do you love him? I got a guy over here.
Margaret, you're just talking to me in the general.
Yeah, Margaret, what is a jubilee?
A jubilee is a celebration, all right?
No, what? They just call it a celebration.
Because it's more than a celebration. It's the jubilee. You are ebullient, and there is jubilation.
Yeah.
Look at these guys looking at me. You know, all of you guys staring at me. You look like three clowns that just got dropped out of a boxcar because you've been sucking sterno all night. Well, laugh if you want, Phil.
What is it? I think it's a great question.
This is Phil.
Well, Margaret, what is a jubilee?
A jubilee is you're jubilant and you dance. The dancing is more exuberant in a jubilee as opposed to a party. You know how people dance at a party?
Right.
At a jubilee, it's a frenzied dance. They frenzy about, they throw their hands in the air. You know, why do I have to explain it? Of all the people in the world to explain it to, explaining this to three guys whose knuckles drag on the ground for miles. Miles and...
All right. So I don't know what it is.
All right, wait a minute. The Jubilee, this is a celebration of the Queen's 70 years.
Yes.
And it's more than a celebration. It's a frenzied dancing.
The dancing is frenzied. The clothing is there's way too much clothing. The hats are almost offensive in how they're designed and where they go. In other words, they're not even hats. Some of them are just... Someone piles laundry on their head. I mean it, Phil.
Someone piles laundry on their head.
That's what the hats look like.
All right. And you're going to pile a laundry on your head and frenzy in your dance.
What did he just say?
You know what he said. That's what you're describing.
I'm trying to describe something that is culturally meaningful. I'm trying to describe it to three guys who live under a bridge, basically. And I'm trying to get you guys to understand, you monkeys, that this is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee!
Margaret,
Excuse me?
Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom. What is it with you guys? You want to come in with a camera?
She went butch.
Yeah, she always goes basso profundo.
Don't talk about me like I'm not there, even though I'm not.
Yeah. So the Queen's Jubilee. All right. And that's going to be, we had Father McCorder is going to talk about that. But in the meantime, I know that we had, I regret to say, Chris, we hung up on you. I apologize for that. Chris Norton joins us here from Temple City. How are you, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm fine, Mr. Henry. I just was prepared to talk to you about Daffy Dick. Oh, are we on the air right now?
We're on the air right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was prepared to talk about it. And then I heard someone come on and say, hey, Chris, that's how I start talking. And I didn't hear nothing, but I kept on talking. And then I said, I think I asked you a question, and you didn't say nothing. And so...
You were not on the air. We hung up on you.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't hang up on you.
No, we didn't hang up on you. They put you on hold?
Yeah, I put you on kind of a hold.
You put me on hold? So I was talking at least for the last 5 minutes.
You were talking, and you weren't... It didn't matter that no one was talking to you?
Well, I mean...
All right, well, we're here now.
Okay, well, now I gotta... So I have to do it all over again?
Yeah, you gotta do it all over again, because we didn't hear anything that you said. We were talking to Margaret about the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Yeah, well, I don't...
Yeah, so the name of the movie, you got a new movie out called what?
The new movie... Okay, I gotta start all over again. Hold on for a minute. Man. Okay, hi, I'm Chris Norton. I am from Frost City Productions, and thank you, Mr. Henry, for having me on the program today. I want to tell you a little bit about the new movie that Frost City Productions has coming out, and it's going to be called Daffy Dick, okay? And it stars a brand new actor on the scene. We're very excited to have Stan Strap. And
what is the gentleman's name? What's the name of the actor?
Stan Strap. He's brand new.
Stan Strap.
Stan Strap.
Yeah, I don't stutter, man.
I know you don't stutter, Jack. I hear that, and I hear a lot of people say that to me. I just didn't understand you.
Jack?
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm in a bad mood because here she comes now.
Yeah, here she comes now. Hi, Chris. It's Margaret.
Yes, it's great.
We had a little bit of an argument here about the Queen's Jubilee. Everything's good. So you have a new film out, and the actor is Stan Strap. Is that it?
Yeah, Stan Strap. Well, his full name is Stan Strap on. His middle name is Strap. But we found it was better for the marketing... Just for him to go by the first name and the middle name.
His middle name... Oh, man.
Mr. Henry, you know, I could go home and pull out the Spank collection, and I got the largest collection of adult films on the West Coast, and I got nothing to do this afternoon except lay there on my waterbed and spank away. So, you know...
Chris, I don't want you to do that. I want you to tell us about the movie, but this is a very... So the actor's name is Stan Strap.
The man's name is Stan On, okay? His middle name is Strap. And we felt that, obviously, the name of the guy is better if you say Strap.
So this guy, now let me ask you something. I probably shouldn't ask you this. This man is well endowed.
Yeah, I mean, he's, what do you tell you? The name of the movie is Daffy Dick. Doesn't mean he's got it's 2 inches. The name of the movie...
I understand that, but I think what the general's trying to say is, you're saying that this guy... Coincidentally, his name is Stan On. His middle name is Strap.
Yeah.
Why not just keep the whole name?
I was going to say, and I don't think I want to talk too much about this, but I know enough about this world you live in. Why not just call him Stan Strap-On?
Well, I mean, if you say it's a Strap-On, it sounds like it's got fake.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a fake one, Mr. Henry.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Let me ask you something, Chris, okay?
Mr. Henry, I want to talk about Daffy Dick, okay? I don't want to talk about Stan Strap. Stan Strap is the star of the film.
I know, I got to know this. The guy's real name is Stan On. His middle name is Strap. Obviously, he had parents.
Obviously, he had parents that hated his guts.
Why do you say that?
That's a pretty cruel name to give to a young child.
All right, let's not even get into that.
He talked to me about that. He said, you know, his dad met as a joke. They called him Stan On as a kid. Yeah, his name's spelled O-N-N, okay?
And what nationality is that?
American.
Never mind. So, the name is Stan Strap-On.
Yeah, the name is Stan Strap-On. And it just coincidentally, he got in adult films. And just coincidentally, we cast him to play the lead of Daffy Dick. Okay?
Why don't we get around? Never mind the guy's name. So, Stan Strap, that's his middle name. And he's the star of Daffy Dick.
Yeah. God.
All right, come on, Chris.
All right, I mean, I'm trying to come on here. I'm trying to tell you, apes, what is I'm talking about.
Well, let's not call people names, all right?
All right, I'm sorry.
So tell us about Daffy Dick.
Daffy Dick is the story of a guy who is a fun-loving guy. He loves life. He loves all the women that he's with and the women that he has sex with. He's genuinely in love with them, which is mostly not happens, you know, in adult films. Mostly what happens in adult films is a dude has sex with women, but he don't love them. But in this movie, Daffy Dick, Stan Strap, and his name in the movie is Odell Daff Dick, and they call him Daffy. You know, they go, yeah, let's call him Daffy on account of his middle name's Daff, you know.
Odell Daff.
You know what, man?
I'm sorry, Chris.
Don't hang up.
Well, I feel like I just...
All right, I'm sorry. Odell Daff Dick, but they call him Daffy.
Yeah, they call him Daffy Dick. And he likes to have sex all the time. And all the women that he has sex with are women that he's in love with. And the other thing is, when he has sex with all the women, he wants to make them feel better and wants them to laugh and prance and sing, right? So he always, generally when he's having sex with them, he has like a red nose on, and he wears big clown shoes while he's having the sex, okay? So anyway, while he's having sex, he'll sometimes say, wait a minute, you know, he's got like a Dakota ring. I don't know. We haven't even figured it out yet, but we're going to have him break up fights or stop burglaries in progress or go across town and stop a murder from being committed. Then he'll come back and continue to have his sex. Okay?
All right. So this guy goes out, he crime fights, and he has sex, and he crime fights and has sex, and he's wearing a red rubber nose and large shoes.
Yeah, large shoes, because he's Daffy, because he's kind of Daffy, you know.
And the guy's name is Odell Daff Dick.
But his friends call him Daffy Dick.
Okay. And so this cat is out doing all that stuff, and then...
Well, but Mr. Henry, let me ask you something. I'm talking about a movie about sex. What are you getting all questions and everything about plot, you know?
Hey, Norton, you're talking about the plot. We aren't. You're giving this thing a big build-up. You're saying this guy's going across town and crime-fighting.
Calm down, General. You're saying that this guy did something...
Hey, Norton, hold on for a minute. I'm asking the questions here. This guy goes across town, crime fights, stops burglaries, comes back, has sex with these women while he's wearing a rubber nose. While he's wearing a red rubber nose and big shoes.
Yeah, and I can hear you laughing, too. I can hear you going, red rubber nose and big shoes. And so what I'm saying to you, Mr. Henry, is I deserve the respect of being a filmmaker that I've been on your show a lot of times.
Yeah, all right, man, and that's fine. You come on this show with some stories.
I'm telling you. Don't lie, Chris.
What's he laughing at, man?
Well, you're talking about the guy. Are you going to be okay, Mr. Henry?
I don't think so.
He's talking about a guy who the actor's name is Stan Strap-on. That's his real name.
Yeah, man, what happened to you? You're all like,
I'm trying to find out, okay? And then the character he plays is Odell Daff Dick. They call him Daffy Dick.
Yeah, they call him Daffy Dick. What's so tough to understand that?
Chris, what you're saying is there's more to this story than you need. You've got this elaborate story about a man that wears clown shoes and a clown nose and crime fights and loves all the women that he has sex with. And it's just a play on words. You have a guy by the name of Odell Daff Dick, who's called Daffy Dick. The actor you're trying to tell us, and I find it hard to believe, his real name is Stan On and his middle name is Strap.
I don't know who gave him the middle name. Maybe it wasn't his dad, you know.
Well, now you're getting somewhere. So maybe it wasn't his dad. Maybe he just took that middle name because he thought it sounded funny.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah, but that still sounds like he's got a fake one because he's got to strap it on.
The kid's got a point.
Well, I didn't think about that. It doesn't make any difference to me because I think the guy's got talent. Well, you got an eyeful of this guy, Ms. Gray. I've got tickets for you, Ms. Gray.
What do you mean you have tickets for me? Your movies don't even show in theaters.
Well, okay. But
When's the last time you had a movie in a theater?
I'll tell you one. Farmer's Daughter, Revenge of the Gagriculture, played at the Moon and You in Santa Monica, okay?
When was that?
That was last year.
And that's the only movie that you've had?
That was the last one. It's a lot more convenient for us to sell it, the downloads, on my website.
All right, so we can get a download of this Daffy Dick movie when?
It's available right now on a Chris Norton website if you want to get Daffy Dick. Starring Steve Strap-on, and we have just a wonderful lineup of beautiful young ladies, beautiful young adult actresses who've got very big, you know, one of the biggest boobs you've ever seen.
Yeah?
Okay, you know, man,
All right, go ahead, man. Who else?
Put him in who else?
Who are the actresses?
Oh, we have Lois Balloon, Madge Blouse Clown Jones, and special guest star, we're really lucky to get her, Daisy Chain. And all of these actresses, and they're all in the film.
Daisy Chain.
That's right. Oh, my God.
All right, all right. And they're all in the film with Steve Strapon as Odell Daff Dick, Daffy Dick.
Yeah. And he's a Daffy guy, and he wears a cut.
I mean, we're looking forward to it, Chris.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, Chris. Whenever it...
It's on my website. You can download it if you want. And I've got coupons. I've got special free coupons for you, Mr. Henry, you, Ms. Gray, the whole staff. You got a free download.
Thank you, man. I'll take advantage of that.
Yeah, sure.
No, I will. I swear to God, I will. All right, I will. I mean, Patsy's not going to let me watch it, but...
Well, I think it's one of the best ones we've done. I think it's the best film we've done since Took a Walk in Your Backyard late last night about 9:45.
Yeah, all right. Well, Chris...
You know, Mr. Henry, it's kind of a waste of time for me to come on this program, because every time I do, all you guys do is laugh at me. And, you know, and ordinarily I've got a pretty large penis, but you guys, when I leave your show, I feel like I got a 1-inch dick. It feels like I got a 1-inch dick.
Chris, thank you very much for being on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, my God. You got to take over for Mr. Henry because he's in a heat.
Yeah, he's pretty much, he's laughing.
And I'm fine. I'm fine. Chris, thank you for being with us. We're looking forward to Daffy Dick starring Steve Strapon along with, what is it, Lois Blouse Count?
No, man. It's Lois Balloon, Madge Blouse Clown, and Daisy Chain. Jesus.
Okay, man. Sorry, I forgot.
You okay, man?
You know, I'm sad, Mr. Henry. I'm sad for you and sad for all the rest of your listeners that you can't discuss art in a serious way. I'm Chris Norton.
Thank you very much, Chris, for being with us. I noticed that you're not in the studio.
I'm just pulling in right now, but I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to tell Steve and Dave, you know, coming in. Hold on for a minute. Hey, you guys. Hold on. What's going on?
I got a phone call.
From who?
Blouse Clowns, you want ticket?
There's no tickets, man. You download it off the website. Tell that stupid...
Watch the language, please.
I'm sorry. Okay, what have you guys been doing all afternoon?
We've been beaten off because you weren't here.
Okay, Mr. Henry.
There is our main man there, Chris Norton. The new movie is called... What is it?
It's called Daisy Dick, starring Steve Strapon, Lois Blouse Clown, Daisy Chain... And what is it?
It was Lois Balloon, Madge Blouse Clown, and Daisy Chain. And Steve Strapon.
Yeah, and Steve Strapon, who plays Odell Daff Dick, or the Daffy one.
Yeah, get out of here, man.
Well, God, Mr. Henry.
You know, Phil, there comes a time when Chris is just not going to want to come on the program.
I don't mean to make fun of the guy. I'm not even making fun of him. I'm laughing my ass off at some of this bullshit. I mean, some of these dumb names. All right, coming up, Margaret, what do we got?
Well, I wanted to continue building up the Jubilee here a little bit before we bring on Father James McCorders, but...
Well, you've already told us the Jubilee is what, frenzied dancing?
It's very difficult to explain to people, especially those who don't care about the royalty. And as you have indicated, Phil, and I think wrongly, a lot of people assume that Americans don't care. Americans care very much. We care very much about the traditions of Great Britain and the United Britain, or whatever it's called.
You don't even know what it's called.
Yes, I do. It's called the United Kingdom, or the Great Britain.
Yeah.
Or the Great Britain.
Or Great...
It's called England.
No, it ain't, man, because
England's just one part of it. Yeah, but they call it colloquially. It's known as England.
Yeah, colloquially, Mr. Henry.
Oh, okay. Colloquially.
You know, Phil, you think you're so big, and you think your brain's about this big. Maybe your penis is.
Thanks a lot. What an asshole.
What an asshole.
Phil, why don't you just, tell you what, next time you guys, and you did, you wanted to have Chris on the show. Next time you guys ask me to have Chris Norton on the show, I'm going to say no.
The guy had a movie out.
Yeah, he had a movie out, and it's going back in. How about that?
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Coming up next, Father James McCorders. Then we have, that's it, right?
Yes, Father James McCorders. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's plenty. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, Reggie Weaselborough here for the Phil Henry Show website and the Backstage Pass. I can't go anywhere without my backstage pass. I've got it in the car. I've got it on my phone. Wherever I can provide myself with quality audio entertainment, I've got my backstage pass. Listening to all the fun shows that Phil's done. All of the great Digicast or Net, I forget what he calls them. They're podcasts in my book. Pardon me, I just put my thumb up through this.
That's a windscreen.
Right up through the windscreen of the microphone. But whatever they're called, radio shows, podcasts, I don't care. A guy with a bullhorn, a man standing on a street corner and screaming through his hands. Someone who is hollering up from a well. Someone who has night terrors. That's all the Phil Hendry Show is. He jumps out of bed and screams. That's his show. I'll buy that. Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. That's where the website is, philhendryshow.com.
Yes, and then the subscription you buy there.
At philhendryshow.com.
Get one for a month or for a year and forget everything that this guy Weaselboro just said. Welcome back. Phil Hendry here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. We have Father James McQuarters in Glendale, California. Father McQuarters, you're not at the school, right?
No, Phil. Right now I'm not at the school. I'm out here at the Galleria and doing some shopping, some summertime shopping for some of my relatives back in the old country and some of the people that we've come to know here in California. So many people to thank for such a successful time. We had a great year. A lot of great young people got a quality education at Belmar Academy. And I also want to thank the parents who are so very much involved in the development and the growth of our school.
And Father McQuarters, congratulations on 25 years as the headmaster there at Belmar.
I'm very, very, very grateful.
Father McQuarters, the Queen's Jubilee is happening, the 70th Jubilee, the Platinum Jubilee. We were sitting here trying to figure out exactly what that meant with Margaret. Margaret tells me that you wanted to talk about it.
Well, yes, I do want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it from the standpoint of celebrating anything. I think it's important to know that we wish the Queen good health, and we wish the Queen good happiness. But as you know, Phil, we would like the British to take their feet off of the necks of the Irish people. And
Father, we're not going to get political here. Father, we don't want to get political here, okay?
Well, okay, you don't want to get political, but I heard Margaret saying, oh, the Queen's Jubilee, and it's a frenzied... Yes, it's a frenzied dance. They're dancing on our faces. They're dancing on my face.
Father McQuarters, I didn't mean to infer that things are rosy for the Irish relations between Ireland and Great Britain, although are they particularly bad?
They've never been. As long as England is occupied by the power there in London, you call it Great Kingdom or United London or United Kingdom.
You don't know what it's called.
Why would I know what it's called? I don't know what they call themselves. They call themselves something different every week. But I can tell you...
Well, a lot of people might say the same thing about Ireland. It used to be the...
Look, don't... You know, I thought I was talking to some friendly people here, Phil.
I don't want it to get too heavy-ass political. What's your point?
Well...
What's your point, man?
My point is this. That you can have your Queen's Jubilee, and as I said, we wish the Queen of England all great health. But as far as I'm concerned... United Kingdom, or the United Britain, or Great Kingdom, or whatever they call themselves, England, Wales, or your sisters, you know.
Okay.
Whatever they call themselves, we are hoping that sooner rather than later, the power in London removes itself from Irish soil once and for all.
Oh, you're talking about Northern Ireland.
Get the big brain there on, man. You know, you blow my mind.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about, and nobody warned me that you'd be coming on here with some political axe to grind.
It's not a political axe to grind. All I'm trying to tell you is that while the Queen's having her jubilee... Here, are you ready? Yay for the Queen, she's having her jubilee. Woo! Okay?
Father McQuarters, we're celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee as a hand of friendship.
Hey, Father McQuarters, let's knock that off. Listen to Margaret. Hey, man.
All right, sorry.
I'm simply saying that a lot of Americans are excited. Not a lot. Not as many as in Great Britain or United Britain. Whatever the hell they call it.
Name of the country is United Kingdom. Have a little bit of respect.
Oh, have a little bit of respect. How about this guy? Have a little bit of respect. They're occupying the whole northern part of Ireland, and they've been sitting up there
like they're some dumb guy sitting on a log, scratching their ass and looking at their and picking their feet. And meanwhile, what they're sitting on, what they got their rear end parked on, is my country. And I'm trying to say to all of you guys out there, I'm trying to say to you, Mr. Henry, that the point is we're talking about the Queen's Jubilee. Why doesn't she not have her Jubilee? She's jubileeing all over my country. And I'd like her, if she's got a Jubilee, wipe, and then leave.
Jesus. Oh, that is so much horse dung.
Why is it horse dung?
Because we're all it is a celebration of 70 years of the Queen on the throne. And as far as England or United...
United Britain.
United Kingdom.
Yeah.
As far as them occupying a part of Ireland, where they're in Northern Ireland, is my understanding.
Yeah, that's Ireland.
All right, but I thought that was part of...
Margaret, that's been the long-standing dispute, that this is six counties in the north of Ireland are part of Ireland, and the British have been there, and there's a lot of people in that part of the country who want to remain in the United Kingdom, and they don't want to be a part of Ireland. I don't know.
Let me tell you something, Phil. The only people up there that want to remain in the United Kingdom, as you call it, I don't consider Irishmen. I consider them to be Englishmen. If they want to be Englishmen, then they can move to the United Britain or a great kingdom. God.
All right, everybody calm the hell down. Yeah, calm down, man. All we were talking about is the Jubilee.
Yeah, I got the Jubilee already, okay? You know, when you say that you got the Jubilee and I got the Jubilee, it sounds like we got something we need penicillin for, doesn't it? That's what it sounds like to me. What do you got? Oh, I got the Jubilee. I noticed it this morning, otherwise known as the drip. And
All right. If I'd known that you were going to grind some political axe on the show, I never would have had you on.
That's the whole thing with you, Phil. You used to have some guts, and now you don't have no guts. What's up with you anyway?
I just want this show to be an oasis for people away from a lot of that crap.
Well, all right, it's an oasis, Phil, okay? So we won't talk politics, all right? We'll make sure that what we do is inform all of this with comedy, good humor, and good times. So when we talk about the Queen's Jubilee, the 70th year of the Queen, jubileeing all over me, man. You know, you're talking about...
Come on, Father.
No, yesterday you were talking about how that spa, the guy unzips and just goes, that's the Queen with the 70th Jubilee, stands over Ireland and goes, yeah, and then says, hand me the wipe, because...
What a dick, man.
What are you talking about?
Why didn't you tell me the guy's going to talk about that?
You just hung up on Father James McCordis, Phil.
Yeah, so what?
Well, he's a Catholic priest.
Yeah, and? Aren't you Catholic? Well, you were.
I was.
I ain't... What difference does it make, man, even if I still was? I don't want that to happen anymore.
He said he was going to... He had a couple of good lines in there about the Queen Jubilee and all over everything.
Yeah, that's real good.
Oh, he's laughing.
That ain't good enough, man, to keep... All right, thanks a lot, folks. I thought he was going to talk about the Jubilee.
He did, in a way, talk about the Jubilee.
Something I still don't understand. Why is it called platinum?
Oh, man, I'm going to go ape on these guys.
It's called platinum. They got silver, they got gold, they got bronze, they got platinum. I don't know why.
Yeah, there you go. We don't know why, folks.
It's called the Queen's Jubilee, and it's platinum.
That's exactly right. Try to be happy for the Queen. And Father McCordis, I know you're listening. I understand what your concerns are. But as you said, be happy for the Queen. And if she's got a Jubilee... Well,
yeah, if she's got a Jubilee, it...
Have fun.
F it, man.
F it, there you go. World famous Phil Henry Show. That's Phil with an F. You know, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And this is Father James McCordis saying, why don't you do it?
Thanks a lot, Father. And that you want to know why I don't go to church anymore? Guys like you.
Oh, bull.
See ya.
Here's Phil.
See ya.
That's me.
I think the Queen had to take a Jubilee.
Ain't that funny?
Why did you let him do that?
Turn the mic off, bud.
God, man.